Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. I was just driving and I had one of my driving inspirations. Actually, I was just remembering a conversation I had and I'm going to share it with you. So here's the deal. I was doing an in-person consult in Philly and we had just made some big changes with my client together. It was doubling prices for people that she knew would accept the pricing, and she knew that she was severely underpriced on an ongoing basis. And so it was doubling that and then starting this new thing and working on that. And there was just this endless list of like, oh, these are very big things to do, but they feel like their next right step. And of course she was sure that her boyfriend was going to be like, yeah, I told you to do all this stuff already, which is a good sign that I'm giving the right advice. Cause typically that advice has come to you from 2 to 6 different locations first before I'm the one that you're like, oh yeah, okay, I'll go home and do it now, to the frustration of partners everywhere. And so we were doing that, and then we were talking a little bit about my burning it down and burning down brand camp. And she was like, just tell me that it gets less scary. And I was like, oh, I can't. I can't tell you that it gets any less scary over time, because the whole point of this being in business and this pursuing your truth and this living your passion and this whatever cliche term you want to put on top of it, but it's very real, whatever it is. The whole point of it is that you're riding your own edge, that you can always see the cliff. And my goal is always to be about 3 feet from it, because I'm not very good at having my toes on it. I get really, really scared when I look down, and I'm not really good at letting it be. Like, I think some people are like, oh, it's 100 yards. It's over there. It's fine. I like to be really close. I like to be able to track it because it's a moving target. And so being 3 feet from the cliff is just always scary, but you do learn to accommodate the fear. You do learn to let it be a part of you instead of trying to defeat it before you begin to do the next important thing. And you do get to decide very strategically when it is that you jump off the cliff, because if you have your toes on the cliff all the time, you're going to accidentally fall a bunch of times versus, okay, no, it's 3 feet away, 3 feet away, 3 feet away, and now I jump. And it can be years between jumps because you're just making sure that you're keeping up with your cliff. It's a lot like when you're in CrossFit or you're doing some kind of really vigorous activity, the whole goal is to get as close to the cliff as you can without falling over it, so that you just have to like lie down and breathe for 6 minutes because you almost died, right? Like, same thing, different occasion. And it can happen in your daily life, in your business life, in your workout life, in your spiritual life, in all the lives. My goal is to be 3 feet from the cliff. Couple of questions for you. One, how far do you like to be away from your cliff? Is it 3 feet? Is it 10 feet? Is it like a couple of miles? You just like to feel super safe? Is it like just an inch or two? Like you just need to be on that edge? And I don't know that there's a right or wrong, as long as you know where your cliff is located. If you're like, yeah, lost my cliff a long time ago, have no idea what it would look like to be to ride my own edge, have absolutely no understanding of anything you're talking about when it comes to being really creative or pursuing what you feel brings you alive, okay, well, that's probably a good reason to talk to me. That's brandcamponline@gmail.com. It could be that one-on-one coaching would be good for you, and it could be that I could point you in the direction of a resource that could help with that, because if you've lost sight of your cliff and you have no idea where to start looking for it, it's a whole different situation. If you're like, yes, cliff, got it, 7.3 feet, boom, good. How are you pursuing your cliff? Because it's going to keep moving in every moment, and you have to keep moving with it. And it could be something really boring, like you're sticking with your whole, I can't tell you how many times I have to give this advice, you're going to sleep for at least 8 hours a night, and you're going to give yourself the foods that your body desires that are actually nutritious. Yes, your body is going to want 7 milkshakes and a gallon of red wine, and no, we're not going to count that as dinner. Like, or at least that's my body. But I give that information all the time, and then I hold people accountable to doing it. It is inevitable. They're like, shit, that does make me feel better. And you forget how much better that makes you feel. It's so much easier to go chasing your cliff and to go so close to your own edge and to keep doing your work when you have those basics locked in. The other thing is to make sure that the cliff you're pursuing is actually interesting to you, because you can keep just going through the motions for a very long time. You set a business in motion, it makes you the amount of money that you set out as your goal, and then you just keep doing it because, hey, why not keep doing it? It's making you money. The trouble with that is that at some point you're going to come to a screeching halt, decide it's not interesting, and then give up. And you could, if you know that this is not the pursuit of what you really want to do, begin to tweak it in that direction instead of just hacking it off at the bottom. It's like choosing to train your bonsai tree that is your life and your calling versus just like being like, nah, fuck it, we're starting over. Yeah, there went a couple hundred years of training for my bonsai. Fuck it. It's much gentler. It's much easier. And it keeps the momentum in play. So if you do something that's like, let's say you become a world famous skateboarder, and your goal is to become a world famous poet, those are very different. And if you had decided at some point along the way to begin sharing skateboard photos and poems on the same Instagram account, then you could at some point very gently make the transition from 90% skateboarding to 10% of the other thing, and then slowly 80-20, 70-30, 60-40, 50-50, shift, and it wouldn't be such a surprise as to be like, I'm Tony Hawk, I make millions of dollars, boom, now I'm Tony Hawk, I'm a poet, and I want to win a Pulitzer. No, don't go Googling that. That hasn't actually happened. What I'm saying is that if you slowly and gently guide your work in the way that you would like it to go, which is constantly changing, by the way, it's a whole lot easier to get there than it is to do big, sudden, death-defying leaps off the cliff. That said, sometimes the cliff is absolutely necessary, and you'll know it when you see it. For me, bringing down Brand Camp was a matter of, I have outgrown this box, and I've actually been outgrown from this box and of this box for a couple of years now, and it's time to just decimate it, because there isn't any way for me to function in this anymore. Doesn't make it bad, doesn't make it wrong, doesn't mean it was a waste of time, doesn't mean it was stupid, doesn't mean it was terrible, doesn't mean it didn't help anybody, just means it's time to do the next thing. So if you can refrain from making your cliff jump about how you should have done it sooner, you should have done it faster, you should have seen it coming, and just make it about this is the next thing that needs to happen, then you fucking build your wings and you fucking fly. Done. Boom. So may you, as you pursue your day, your life, your career, your meaning in this world, as you do all that fucking hard and vital work, may you remember the importance of nutrition and hydration and sleep in that process, even though it's really annoying. May you find a way to move your body with absolute love in a way that really feeds you. May you find your cliff, no matter where it went missing, and remember what it's like to ride your own edge. And may you embrace the fear of living 3 feet from the edge at all times. Thanks so much for listening. As of this very moment, there are 2 spots left in Steer Your Ship, brandcampblog.com/SYS if you want to work with me for 6 months. And the grand finale is still in progress. So if you would like to hit it, that is brandcampfinale.kristenkelp.com. brandcampfinale.kristenkelp.com. All my programs, 7 years, 7 programs, $247 until September 9th. So go get it. They're goddamn amazing. That's it. That's all. I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, guys.